piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the Food Guys.
We've come to that point in the summer with fall coming on when you can get up in the morning and go out to get the paper and somebody has left some squash on your stoop. Some zucchinis
with
stacked
no note.
Up. No note. You know? Hope you enjoy, maybe might be the extent of it. There's a lot of summer squash around, particularly zucchini. What are the others now?
Well, there's patty pan, and then there's crookneck. It's summer squash because they don't keep. I mean, they're here in the summer.
No, they don't keep. You got to get them.
You got to get cooking with them. For the longest time, John, I did not give two figs for summer squash. I considered them boring. And all people seemed to be able to do was shred them and put them into quick breads. But how much of that can you eat anyway?
Well,
you could also cut it in half and stuff it. That can be interesting if you do interesting things with it.
Yeah.
But Dorothy, what she does to give a tremendous amount of flavor, she fries the squash so that it gets caramelized.
Uh-huh.
And she cuts fairly thin slices. And then she will cook it in olive oil with some garlic, but she'll get it really, really brown.
Really?
On both sides. And the squash will shrink considerably.
Sure.
So what happens is that most of the water is driven off.
Yeah.
And then what you're left with are the caramelized residual sugars in the squash, which then have a tremendous taste.
Really?
Yes. So I would say if you're going to use summer squash, and let's say zucchini at this point.
Okay.
For a terrific side dish, you can slice it. If you want to salt it ahead of time so that it could draw some of the liquid out,
sure.
Certainly you can do that. But then cook it over a medium to medium-high heat for probably 10, 15 minutes, if not longer, to get them really nice and brown. And then you can flip them over and do the same thing.
Yeah.
My goodness, you can add sesame seeds to this. You can add garlic, all kinds of spices. But then the flavor of the squash will really come through. And she also does this with onion. She'll do sweet onion, and she'll start cooking that first. And then she pushes that off to the side. And then as the squash is browning, she moves the onion back in to mingle with the squash. And then ultimately the onion and the squash will get really nice and brown and kind of develop a lovely little crust.
Kind of
that is just terrific.
Yeah. But you did mention stuffing, which is a popular and interesting way. You don't have to hardly cook these things to get them tender enough to scoop them out.
Well,
and
if they're a reasonable size, if you're using a squash, say about 8 ounces, it's still fairly small. If you're doing one of these gigantic squashes, which stuffed would feed an army. I remember when I was doing my Big Sky cooking show years and years and years ago, and we needed a photo for the cover of the cookbook. We had a squash that was almost 3 feet long.
3 feet long.
Yeah, and it was probably 6 inches thick at its thickest end. I pretended I was going to be dipping into this big vat of water, and I had it suspended with cheesecloth on both ends, ready to dunk into the water. But that is still a good eating squash, provided you do stuff it.
Curiously enough.
Yeah, you either drop it whole into the water, but what's better is if you cut it in half the long way, scoop out all of the seeds, and then if you put it in boiling water, it won't take more than probably 3 minutes.
I wouldn't think
to really partially cook it.
Yeah, that's all you want to do. You want to get it tender enough.
Yeah, but not. So, you don't want to thoroughly cook it. And then you take it out and drain it and run it in the
Let
sink
cool.
under cold water to stop the cooking. Then you have all kinds of opportunities for stuffing. It can be a meat stuffing. It can be a grain stuffing. It can be corn and onions and tomatoes and breadcrumbs and cheese and herbs and all of that. You have two huge halves, which could feed an army.
So then you pile it back in.
And then you bake it.
And then you bake it.
Yeah,
and,
assuming you have an oven big enough to.
I guess so. Well, they're not all that gigantic, right? The typical ones are considerably smaller than that and just as handy. And I like doing, for instance, those little patty pans and stuff.
Oh, the patty pans are really good too. And I was going to say, shredded squash makes very good pancakes.
Oh, yes?
Yes. If you shred them and then salt them and then squeeze the water out, you could actually mix it with some potato, which would add some starchiness to it. And then you can make some really nice, crisp pancakes.
No kidding.
Yes.
I hadn't even thought of that. You're always coming up with stuff, Greg. Well, what else can we do with it?
You can make it as a pizza topping. If you're making your own pizza, I mean, you can buy ready-made pizza dough.
Yeah, I know you can.
Which
no.
you can just spread out.
And they're
to
pretty
a,
good.
They're actually quite good.
Yeah.
Saute the zucchini.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Saute the way we talked about.
Sure.
You can put a thin layer of tomato sauce, if you want, on the crust and then arrange your cooked zucchini
sure.
on top of it and then sprinkle it with some shredded cheese. A Munster is a good one. A cheddar is. Slip it in your oven.
Well, that sounds like
a lovely
really,
vegetarian pizza.
Sounds like a really good deal. Well, it doesn't have to be vegetarian.
It doesn't have to be, but this is a good vegetarian
you
pizza.
You put some salmon on it.
Watch out for salmon if you're doing pizza because it can get overcooked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad I brought it up. So you can put any kind of meat on it.
Yeah, right? Cooked ground beef would be fine.
It's a very versatile.
Just remember that it's benign. It's almost like tofu in the sense that it takes to flavors.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to use assertive flavors with the summer squash.
Very good idea. And also, don't forget to come back to
the food guys. Food guys.